Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. You may ask the question, what are you doing in Rapid City, South Dakota? We are going to be at the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. That on Wednesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. Again, we will be at the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. Wednesday, June 16th, we will be there at 7 p.m., friends. You ask all the time. We get requests per our schedule continuously, so we want to make sure that you have plenty of heads up as to where we're going to be at in the up-and-coming days. Again, we're going to be in Rapid City, Landmark Community Church, one more time, 3777 Anderson Road, tomorrow, June 16th at 7 p.m., just for the heads up. By the way, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We just, we've got so much going on here, and we've got so much to share with you even today, and I'm going to do my best to get to it. I got some audios, videos, so on and so forth, just keeping you up to par with what the mainstream media means to suppress or censor. And again, we see that every day of the week. Of course, there's no truth in these people, John 8:44. And the bottom line is that's exactly why we are where we're at today, is because we need to hold them accountable. Speaking of which, you know, here, let me just get these out of the way concerning where you go to find us on social media platforms if you so choose to watch us. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the right side of the page there. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Also go to the top of the page and go to Sons of Liberty Radio and go ahead and subscribe on that page. We are rebuilding since YouTube took our page down about 2.5 months ago. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go to the front page of beforeitsnews.com. We are up on the top left side of the page on beforeitsnews.com. Before It's News, you'll find us right there. And with that said, friends, go ahead again and subscribe over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or check us out on beforeitsnews.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if you would like to give us a call at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. There's one mediator, one man between God and man. His name is Christ Jesus, period. Check out Acts 4:12 as well. Now, I wanted to get over to this because most people did not know this. A former board member of the Sons of Liberty, yours truly over here, Judith Reisman, recently died. As a matter of fact, she died in that of April, And Tim Brown, a morning show host for Sons of Liberty Radio, had shared with me that she had died back in April, and I knew nothing of this. But I want to let you know who Judith Reisman was. Judith Reisman was a part of the former Department of Justice under President Ronald Reagan, and she was, again, a part of the board on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com as well. And she died shortly thereafter taking the experimental injection. So we knew that this was going to start to recoil. There was going to be reciprocity. We knew that this was going to be information that the mainstream media was not going to be able to hide. And what we found out, friends, is Judith Reisman, who took her first experimental injection, apparently took her second one, and shortly thereafter she died. But I wanted to let you know how I was introduced to her. When you go over to that of WND, I was a commentator over there for years, but Judith Reisman actually had caught wind of the fact that Jimmy Wales, the creepy owner of Wikipedia, was coming after me, yours truly, for what I know not, outside of the fact that we were calling him out for his crimes against our constitutional republic, which is found in Article 4, Section 4, again, at the U.S. Constitution. This is how I was introduced to Judith. She came to my aid without me even knowing who she was. And what she had wrote was, Wikipedia's trashing of the iconic ordained preacher Bradley Dean proves that the heavy metal drummer and his band have been doing a great job of delivering truth to the American youth. She goes on, Jimmy Wales, Wikipedia's creator, originally made his living off a website that earned revenue from pornography traffickers. Wales, the founder of Wikipedia, cult of far-leftist volunteer editor Zealots, labor minute-by-minute to mislead readers who think Wikipedia's half-truths and worse are a legitimate encyclopedia. And I wanted to share with everybody really quick that Judith Reisman is also probably the greatest adversary to the porn industry in America. And now that I'm speaking of that, it's also interesting to note, friends, that pornography was illegal in this country all the way up until 1968. Much of what you've seen coming out of Hollywood today, which is pure Satanism, wasn't allowed to come out of the movie industry. And why was that? Because the churches used to vet all of the information before it was released onto the population in the United States of America. So we see where the church has gone derelict of duty. Well, so goes the church. Here comes the darkness. They don't want to be the light that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. Well, rest assured, friends, we're going to deal with what we're dealing today and what it is that we're dealing with today. Also wanted to let you know that Judith Reisman, former board member of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, if you're just joining us, died back in April from this experimental injection, and we wanted to make clear that everybody understood now it did come home. It did hit home. So we're going to be covering much in the up-and-coming hours, friends, and what I want you to know is you can go ahead and buckle up your seatbelt because we got some serious information coming your way concerning some of the things that are taking place, not just in America, but also across the world. And we're going to be hitting that in just a moment. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. What I'm going to do right after the hard break here, friends, is I'm going to bring you over to Pakistan. And I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue even now, because much of what I shared with you concerning big tech companies about a year ago, many people just threw it off and said, well, the big tech companies can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. It's their platform. Well, I'm going to share some information with you as to what I was trying to, well, awaken the American people to and 53 countries to before it came to pass. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Casting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. We got an event set up tomorrow night at 7 p.m., June 16th, out at the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City. If you're in the area, please come by. Again, Wednesday, June 16th, 7 p.m., friends. We're going to be at the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Let's get back into this, friends. We're going to be hitting the main topic here in just a moment when the criminals set the precedent. Yes, President Ronald Reagan's would-be assassin, John Hinckley Jr., who was released back in 2016. He was released only in America, friends. He was released. He tries to kill the president of the United States of America, and they released this would-be murderer back onto and into the population, into America. And now he wants his dues. We're going to be getting to that in just a moment. It's so unthinkable, friends, what's going on in this country. I mean, we used to be the light of the world. Now we have become the darkness, friends. And this is backwards because of backwards judgment, which is found in Isaiah 59. By the way, if you want to call in again, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Do you all remember when I tried to warn you about how this was going to play out concerning Facebook? I heard business owners tell me, you know, Bradley, Facebook can do whatever they want to do. They got their own platform. I said, and I say, and I reiterate the point once again, that Facebook does not have a right to censor free speech. Neither does Twitter. Neither does Google. Neither does the mainstream media. Where are the American people coming up with the idea that they can play the subversive in this country and violate free speech? I'm just, if someone would enlighten me, I would like to find out where you're getting your misinformation so I can pull the rug on it, because it's the furthest thing from the truth. Matter of fact, I was talking to a business owner once, and I was talking to him about how we're censored on Facebook, as you can well see if you're on that social media platform even now, majorly. And it's interesting, the retort was, well, Bradley, they got their own platform. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do with it. I said they're subversive to American government. They do not have a right to break the law. Where are people picking up this mindset? I'm speaking to a business owner. Okay? They have their own platform. They can do whatever they want to do. I said, okay, so let's just take on that mindset really quick. Well, what happens when all of a sudden the electric company pulls the plug on you because they don't like something that you have to say? Or what about the phone company? What if they don't like something you say? What if you don't just go along to get along? Is it okay for them to, well, I don't know, maybe shut down your electricity? Well, guess what, friends? Just as I said, and I knew I was in the right corner again, sharing this information, did you see that over in Pakistan? If you didn't get your vaccination, you didn't go along with big tech companies, friends, or the medical industry, well, the Pakistani government goes in and shuts people's phones off. Are you seeing this on social media platforms? Folks, Pakistan shuts off phone service to non-vaccinated citizens. Well, Americans, let me ask you something. Let me say this to the ignorant that don't know their left hand from their right hand when it comes to the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, a little common sense comes into play here. So is it okay for Facebook to go shut you down? How is it that over in Poland, friends, because they have their own platform, right? How is it that over in Poland right now, if Facebook violates, for each violation, there's a $2 million fine? Why aren't they violating free speech over there? Because of the law, Proverbs 16:6, they're teaching them fear of God. There's consequence if you violate law here. See, America's become so lawless because of the professed churches in America, they sicken me to the core. And guess what? Politicians have taken it on. And now they go through administrative law and begin to delegate away what you gave and entrusted them with. Now they have given it over to these big tech companies. It's called, friends, administrative law. Okay, it's unconstitutional. Our representatives do not have a right to take delegated authority from the people and then hand it off to the bureaucracies and the special interest groups. But that is what has happened in this country, and this is a major problem that must be dealt with, friends. They do not have a right to dictate what we do and how we do it. And I'm talking about special interest groups. Regardless if it's in Afghanistan or Pakistan or in America or Europe or the UK, whatever the case might be, we better understand the purpose of law. That's why we always go back to the apostles and the prophets and the Word of God. We hold to the Word and we line it up to the U.S. Constitution to show you who, in fact, are the criminals. So, with that said, it's one of those I told you so's, and it's not one of those I wish I could say I told you so, but it's going to happen here too, Americans, if you don't wake up to the fact that administrative law is not law in fact, because we never delegated that authority for them to go ahead and rule over we the people in this country. That's not how it works. That's not how it's ever going to work. And the bottom line is we better get it right. Cool? Talking about another issue here going on in the United States of America, and I want to highlight a good reporter in America, if you don't mind. This is good news. I know a lot of people don't like good news, but I do, especially if you're fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. You want good news. You want to see the victory. You want to see the fruit that you fought for. And God is willing to give it to us if we're willing to fight for it. But look at this, friends. We have a Fox News affiliate journalist, Ivory Hecker, blasting Fox Corp, and this is why I continuously reiterate that Fox is no better than MSNBC. Fox is no better, friends, than ABC or CBS. They're still all controlled by the same corporate and corporations worldwide. There's six of them. And the fact of the matter is Fox News is a part of the problem as well. They always have been. And by the way, in many cases, it's not so much of what Fox News says that bothers me. It's what's omitted. It's what's not talked about that should bother you. I want you to see this video really quick of this reporter using her head. She was thinking when she did this. And what she did is she was asked to basically highlight the weather, but instead what she did, friends, is she jumped all over the opportunity to make me and you aware of what's going on in this country. And I'm going to go ahead and play this for you right now. Check it out.
Live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Guys, that's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow. Tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC units.
Did y'all get that? She took the opportunity when she was up. She teed it up. And when the opportunity came, she wanted to tell me and you, Ivory Hecker did, and I high-five her all the way. What did she do, friends? She took her opportunity on live television to tell the viewers that the station that she works for, Fox 26, is muzzling her free speech, which only, again, goes to show you that everything that they say is pre-scripted. Let me say it again. It's all pre-scripted. They're supposed to read, friends, from the teleprompter. They're supposed to tell you what it says on the teleprompter. That's why we here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, this reporter from Fox 26, Ivory Hecker, in Texas, decided to show you that she wasn't a serf, that she wasn't a useful idiot, that she wasn't a player that was just going to go along to get along and do what she was told. Friends, that's not journalism. That's dictation. And this all goes back to that of Ido Ufkat, who a year and a half ago lost his life for writing a book exposing the CIA's control over all of the major anchors on a global basis. He said that we were taught to lie. We were taught to deceive the people. He said all of the information that is given to us by the CIA to tell you what they want to tell you. From people that are willing to yield themselves out and sell their souls, Luke 22:48, and lie to you every step of the way. Well, this young lady didn't do it. And I want to tell you, friends, she just exhibited as to how you shut down tyranny. Because if the tyrants don't have people doing their biddings for them, then how are they going to get it done, friends? They're not. That's why we need to stand up. We need to play the man and play the woman and do our job before God and man, because it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the number of confirmed U.S. deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 600,000. The milestone follows a significant slowdown in all COVID-19 metrics after a winter surge that reached nearly every corner of the country and strained healthcare systems. Vice President Kamala Harris and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen appeared together on Tuesday to discuss how small businesses can get federal funding as the United States continues to move forward from the coronavirus pandemic.
I am proud that we are announcing the Rapid Recovery Program, which that bill set up and is now operational. $1.25 billion will be distributed to community lenders through this program. Lenders can use these funds for critical needs, such as to recover from the pandemic themselves.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. At long last, the Golden State is fully reopening.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully, social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head. Cynthia Ariosta on Fox News.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th, and it's just like I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
Major League Baseball is announcing new guidance on enforcement of foreign substances being applied to baseballs. Any pitcher who possesses or puts a foreign substance on a game ball will be ejected and automatically suspended. Starting pitchers will now have more than one mandatory check per game, and relief pitchers can be checked as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and subscribe over there. You can join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I'm going to take some phone calls right now. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about the main topic in just a moment here, 1-866-582-9933. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. What say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting how everybody talks about those being private companies. You know, part of, like, let's use the phone company or the power company example. They had to put their power poles on everybody's private land and run them across everybody's private land. So they got the benefit of the government seizing that land. And these so-called social media groups, they got government money to get started. They got exemptions from liability. They got all this stuff as government benefits. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, they want to just claim, I'm private now. And it's a sham.
Yes. No, it's deceptive. But then again, when we consider the source, they're cunning men. And Scripture warns us of that in Ephesians 4:14. But, you know, in this particular case, the information is it's so valuable that the American people, it always resorts back to this. It always comes back to this, Steve. It really is based on common sense what's going on here. And to suggest that these corporations can all of a sudden become a law unto themselves, they do that because the people that are the that delegate the authority to their said representatives don't know their left hand from the right hand. You can call it what you will, but Scripture's clear when it tells us in Hosea 4:6, Steve, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So if the people want to remain dummied down, then they deserve what they get. They're going to fall into the very pit that the bad guys are digging. And the bad guys need to realize at the end of the day, too, that they're going to fall into the same pit, and that's under their own demise.
Well, and they also, the people, besides remaining ignorant, they're always commenting and asking the wrong questions. They're sitting there saying, they're going to do this to me, they're going to do that to me, they're going to force me to do this. And instead, the question is, these social media people are preventing the warnings from getting out. And hundreds and thousands of children are being hurt. Now the question really is, what are we going to do to them after they've killed all these children? Because I'm going to expect my leader, you know, the people that are supposed to be public servants doing public good, and sheriffs and all this, I expect them to arrest those people. If my local drugstore kills a bunch of kids because they're too stupid to make sure that they were giving them something safe, I expect my sheriff to go arrest everybody that was involved in that and put them in jail. And then,
Let me interject this into the conversation. The very people that are doing the things that they're doing to the American people have been called. Everybody in the country knows who the bad guys are, Steve. We don't have to highlight their names because we know who they are. We have been on this earth for how much time and how many crimes have we seen our government commit against us and other countries? 330 million people have allowed them to do it. Now them same people that have allowed them to do it are being turned on by the people that they've allowed to do it in the first place. It's a law unto itself. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Did we not expect that this was going to happen? I mean, this is the same government sanctioning the murder of over 60 million babies. And you have 330 million people, Steve, that are standing back and allowing these criminals to murder the innocent in the womb. So at the end of the day, it's just recompense upon a disobedient people. No question. I am for the law. I am for the justice that you're calling forth, Isaiah 51:4, Isaiah 26, verse 9. But the fact of the matter is, the people that continuously cry and complain about what's going on are the most apathetic, intolerant people I've ever seen in all my life. And let's tell the truth here and shame the devil, because that's the only way that we're going to bring about results. Thank you for the call, Steve. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing? Hey, William Casey, former head of the CIA, quoted as saying, we'll know we have done our job when everything the American people believe is a lie. And if you remember last year, Mike Pompeo was out in the forefront pushing the whole COVID narrative and all that other crap. But we got to remember last year, Bradley, is that Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon, they received almost $100 billion from the federal government in money in March to help with all the COVID relief and everything. So our federal government gave those corporations to enslave us and take away our free speech.
That's right. And so just like the conversation we had with Steve, so we know who the bad guys are. I mean, federal government, our said representatives, do not have a right to steal our tax dollars and pass them off to anybody else that they so choose to pass it off to. But this is what they've been doing. As a matter of fact, 91% of the COVID relief bill that Donald Trump signed, 91% of that bill had absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief for the American people. It went over in funding foreign people in foreign countries. As a matter of fact, many of those foreign countries are our sworn enemies. So we know who the bad guys are.
Oh, yeah, and like you always say about how the Republicans don't work for us, the judge that overthrew the Houston Methodist Church was a Reagan appointee. So we're coming to find out that all these so-called conservative-appointed judges are stabbing us all in the back. But if I didn't plan on calling in, this is really what I wanted to call in. There was a big dirt race in West Central Ohio at a track at Eldora. There was 20,000-plus people there, and I had the luxury or misfortune, whatever you want to call it, of talking to people that managed to escape out of Canada to come to the event. And the stuff they told me, the tyranny they're living under, is mind-boggling. They have to have a phone with a temperature scan. They have to check their temperature every 4 hours and report that. They have to do a COVID test every morning. That COVID test is $75 a piece. So he and his wife were spending $150 for a five-day trip to do that. When they go back to Canada, Bradley, it's $300 for the both of them in a quarantine camp for 14 days. But not only that, Bradley, these people didn't take their phones because they knew their phones would be monitored, because they didn't want people to know, you know, up in Canada, because Canada's watching them like North Korea would watch air people. And not only that, they had to get a ride from somebody to the racetrack because they didn't want their GPS being tracked with their car.
That's right.
Some of the people around us, when it got to discussion, I can't believe the ignorance of the American people. They're like, well, you know, we've heard the Canadians aren't very good about getting the vaccine, and, you know, we need Trump back, that's going to fix everything. I mean, Bradley, we got a battle in front of us, and it's going to be a select few that's going to preserve the republic.
You know, I totally agree. And here's the good news. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. As John Knox rightly said, John Knox has rightly said that a man with God is always in the majority. But again, it comes back to the fact that the American people are apathetic. Their tolerance of crime. I mean, look who you just heard during the break, Dan. You heard this literal whore. I'm not name calling. It's true. She's a literal whore. She's a political whore. Kamala Harris, she has no business being there. Neither does Joe Biden. And you know it, and I know it. He's not my president. But what they're trying to do is to lower the expectation of the American people. And the American people are giving them just permission to continue on and assailing themselves on a 24/7 basis by tolerating the likes of a Joe Biden and a Kamala Harris. I mean, what a joke. And that lines itself up perfect with 1 Kings 13:33. So when you get a minute, please check it out. Thank you for the call, Dan. I appreciate you, as always. I need to get over this to this topic, because what I want to do is I just heard this. It rolled up on a screen, and it was a social media platform, and it was John Hinckley Jr. If you all remember who John Hinckley Jr. is. He was the one that attempted, here's a matter of fact, I'll give you verbatim as to who he is and what he's responsible for. Hinckley was reported seeking fame in order to impress Jodie Foster, with whom he had an obsessive fixation. He was found not guilty for attempting to assassinate the President of the United States of America on March 30th, 1981. John Hinckley Jr. Was using a .22 caliber revolver. He wounded Reagan, police officer Thomas Del Conte, and Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy. He also critically wounded Press Secretary James Brady, who was permanently disabled in the shooting. Again, he was found not guilty by our injustice system in America. You're going to get angry with this. But John Hinckley Jr. was found not guilty by reason of insanity and remained under institutional psychiatric care for over 30 years. So now we have public outcry over the verdict that led to the Insanity Defense Reform Act of 1984, which altered the rules for consideration of mental illness of defendants in federal criminal court proceedings in the United States. Now here's the kicker, okay? I hope you're ready for this, friends. Tries to kill the President of the United States of America. In 2016, a federal judge ruled that Hinckley could be released from hospice as he was no longer considered a threat to himself or others. I'm going to give you the update right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, you're going to get angry on this content, and you rightly should be angry. That tells us in the book of Proverbs 28, it says, evil men understand not judgment. Evil men understand not judgment. And I want to tell you why they don't understand judgment, because they've been preached a wicked, false version of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The message hasn't been repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message hasn't been teach men the fear of God and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. The message has been lower the law, dim the light by which man perceives their guilt. And if we can make money off the bureaucracy, then we'll do it. Namely, in America, $64 billion is made off the injustice system in America. The politicians, the pop stars, the said movie stars do nothing but teach the people in this country how to commit the crime. And in the process of doing that, the bureaucracies are sitting there, namely in the prison system. And for those that did not know what the prison system is about, it's about forced labor. It's about cheap labor. And isn't it interesting that we have the hugest population in prison, our prison systems in the world today? Did you also know that prison systems are not biblical? Justice is. Swift justice. In parallel and in contrast, we now have in this country a man named John Hinckley Jr., who back in 1980 tries to shoot the President of the United States of America dead. and he's released 30 years later because the judge said that he's not a threat to himself or others any longer. Now, updating you, after 2020, a ruling was issued by these corrupt injustices that Hinckley may showcase his artwork, writings, and music publicly under his own name rather than anonymously as he had in the past. Since then, he has maintained a YouTube channel for his music and is making an appeal to a judge to get his due. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, I want to show you, friends. This is your injustice system today, and look what it's become. Go ahead and check this out.
40 years ago, he went to jail for trying to assassinate then-President Ronald Reagan. Today, John Hinckley is a free man and now going public with his side hustle as a singer.
It's John Hinckley belting out love songs on YouTube. In 1981, Hinckley wounded President Ronald Reagan in a failed assassination attempt. He said he did it to win the heart of actress Jodie Foster. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity and spent 35 years in a psychiatric hospital. Now 64, Hinckley has been living with his mother in Virginia. He has posted his love songs anonymously but received almost no views. So Hinckley petitioned the judge to allow him to perform using his name. I create things that are good, and like any other artist, I would like to profit from it and make money from my art. He got his wish. And Hinckley's name is now on his YouTube page, where he sings tunes by Elvis. And Bob Dylan. He even performs an original tune, Majesty of Love.
I wonder if it was the family of Ronald Reagan, Jim Brady, but Tim McCarthy, the Secret Service agent who was shot, not to mention Jodie Foster.
Life would change forever.
I wonder what they all think about this.
Since his release in 2016, Hinckley has been receiving court-ordered mental health treatment.
Oh. Hey, you know what, friends? Here's the deal. Doesn't that just sicken you? Look, here's man's commandment once again. But he's been receiving court orders concerning mental health issues. That's not justice. The Bible's clear. If a man kills, you're supposed to take his life. And the Bible says as well that the people amen the judgment, not the blessing. And why is that? Scripture's real clear that it may go well with you. Is this, folks, unthinkable? It is. Here, let me give you a couple more things to think about just to show you how this injustice system is being set up in this country to further destroy this country. You've all probably heard of Chris Watt, the monster that killed his pregnant wife and buried the two in a shallow grave and then strangled each one of his two daughters before throwing them into separate oil bins in Colorado. You probably all heard of this guy, right? Have you all heard of him? Yeah? Well, here, I'll show you a picture just in case you haven't seen him. But, Chrissy, he's in prison now. And did you know that Chris now thinks that he's done enough time in prison and now he wants out? He believes that God has a plan for his life. Oh, he certainly does, and it's not the one that he thinks. Did you hear about the homosexual in Switzerland that stalked and raped a 13-year-old boy, tied up his family, and raped and then killed all four by cutting their throats and setting the house on fire? Did you hear about this? He was the local youth coach that was preying on children. This was in Switzerland. According to the broadcaster, SRF, they reported the defendant during Tuesday's proceedings said he wanted to one day look after his mother and was hoping to start a distance learning course in economics in prison. Is he sorry for committing the crimes that he committed? Absolutely not. He's looking forward to getting out of prison, just like Chris Watts is. This criminal that sodomized this 13-year-old boy in front of his mother, his brother, and his brother's girlfriend, and then cutting their throats and setting the house on fire, said, "My goal is to someday be back in society and re-socialize," he was quoted as saying. The Swiss Daily reported that the suspect envisaged himself in the distant future seated at a fireplace with a dog at his side. Americans, is this justice? No. This is injustice. There's no fear of God. There's nothing deterring men from committing the crime. And who does it work for? The injustice system. Let me explain. It's interesting that these criminals have been conditioned not to fear the punishment, but rather look to the precedent when it comes to the outcome. And how true it is that soft judges produce hardened criminals. Folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals. See, this is what takes place when man turns a justice system according to God's law into a system of injustice according to man's policy. It's clear. Mark 7:13 tells us, making the word of God of none effect through man's tradition, which you have delivered, and many such things you do. Remember, if you had money, it was called an indulgence. You would just pay the priest, and they would overlook the crime. This is what Scripture, friends, condemns. It tells us in Deuteronomy 19:21, "Thy eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for a hand, foot for a foot." And why? Well, go to Deuteronomy 12:28. What does it say? "Observe and hear all of these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in what? In the sight of the Lord." And friends, now we have John Hinckley, Chris Watts, and this other criminal, furthest thing from their mind, out of sight and out of mind, is the consequence that follows their crime. This is a system that has been completely turned upside down, and I want to say something to you, America, and I want you to listen to this prophetic word. You, America, which are exalted unto heaven, you shall be brought down to the hell that you deserve because you've allowed this to take place. And to all the righteous, I want to say, when the law fails to serve us, as Americans, we must serve as the law. And if you put that up against 94:16 of Psalms, you're going to understand perfectly as to why vigilante justice is on the rise today. Let me say it one more time in closing. When the law fails to serve us, we the American people, we the people, must serve as the law. Because this does nothing but teach others also not to fear to commit the crime, but to be fearless in committing the crime. And this is why when you see young people, older people commit heinous crimes, because they know that there's going to be no consequence when they get in jail. In fact, the matter is, friends, you are the law. And it's best we get busy, friends, doing what the injustice system fails to do. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.